Welcome to Voice of DeKalb Podcast. Your voice, your stories, your DeKalb. And here's your host, Marla Jones.
Hey, y'all, and welcome to the Voice of DeKalb Podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Twin City Used Cars and Bobby Ledbetter from Gadsden, Fort Payne Footworks, Little River Hat Company, and Jones Farm Supply and Jones Elite Feed. So, Marshall, what better way to kick off my podcast than have you, the dynamic duo, together again?
Well, thank you, Mom. So glad to be here on the inaugural podcast of Voice of DeKalb. I also am sporting my Little River Hat Company hat. Jack, for that little plug, I'll expect a hat.
Expect something for that little plug. Yes, most definitely. Well, you know, let's just go back, Marshall. Gosh, let's rewind to about March when I started Voice of DeKalb. I want to do, you know, all the good news that's of DeKalb County.
Right.
I'm so tired of hearing bad news, and I think everyone is.
Right.
But as I was out and about telling everybody about what Voice of DeKalb was, one thing always come back. When are you and Marshall going to get back together again? When are y'all going to do something? Because this is where it all started. Me and you, years and years ago.
Yesterday I looked on my Facebook deal. Yesterday was our friendship, but 8 years is the anniversary or whatever.
Oh my gosh, I missed that. So our friendship,
began 8 years ago on Facebook.
And you know, Marshall, we have talked about this because as everyone knows, we worked at a newspaper together and we had a morning radio show together. So, you know, everybody has heard about how you level your friendships on Facebook. You're just a whole level of friendship in general.
Right.
So go ahead and let's just talk about levels of friendship. I guess I'm at the upper echelon.
Oh, you're number one.
Number one level. Well, tell us about your levels of friendship.
Well, now we're talking about Facebook or real life. Well, you got them people that just friends you because they heard your name and they thought, well, okay, I guess we're friends. Mm-hmm. So I'd be like a four or five, you know, mm-hmm. like. I know Marla, I heard her name. She's like famous because she does all this stuff, blah, blah, blah. She got that Voice of DeKalb. Mm-hmm. She's always meeting all these stars, blah, blah, blah. So I don't really know her like in real life, but I'm gonna friend her.
Friend her. So that's a level four or five.
So that would be like in your little world, that's what that would be.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got like a three, like you sent them out one time. And they said, hey, your mouth had like some kind of brief interaction.
You know, land or at the.
Yeah, you may or may not. Probably don't got their number, but you might. And, or you might have their number if you need to call them about some plumbing work.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. then you got like a two that like you do know them, you have mutual friends, you might call them if you need help or if they know something. And their friends, definitely, you interact with them. They're definitely a two. And then you got ones that you don't even know how long ago it was you was their friend, but you've been their friend their whole life. And when you got on Facebook, you sought them out to be friends or whatever.
Vacation together.
Or you may, you know, you definitely probably eat with them and stuff. And so that would be one. And that was just a brief synopsis because I don't want to bore them or go into this. Because I'm very bad about going in. And, you know, Trump last night, I love him to death. But now he, our toward the end, I mean, and it was an awesome speech for 93 minutes.
It was a lot. I'm going to go ahead and say I had stayed up in anticipation for Hulk Hogan. What can you say about that? And then Kid Rock. Everybody knows my love for Kid Rock. So that was just, you're just on the edge of your seat. But I'm going to go ahead and tell you, by about 10 o'clock, I love the Don. I love Don and not being political, but he's vibrant and I love the Don. But about 10 o'clock, I had about the belly full of the dog.
Are you really serious? No, I stayed the whole course.
How long did it last, buddy?
Well, I was watching the news this morning. It was 93 minutes, longest convention speech ever.
I was about 10 o'clock, and that was way past my bedtime, so yeah.
I stayed the course when the streamers were flying down. Oh, now I was waiting around for analysis.
Mm-hmm.
But I played out on the analysis. Yeah. I woke up about 12:45 on the couch.
There was still.
And I'm out. And I just went over my remote, my fire stick, the batteries went out, so I was being lazy. I never did go get none. I was using my phone to turn the fire stick. Mm-hmm. So I had to walk over, turn the TV off.
Third world problems right there.
Yes, it is. And I went and brushed teeth, went to bed.
Okay, now tell me this, be honest. At any point during Hulk Hogan, Kid Rock, Donald Trump, and I'm gonna go ahead and say his lawyer put him, I mean, some was a little long-winded, but his lawyer was a very good speech there. But at any point during that, did you do your best like that?
I got some buddies that's really, of course I'm an 80s kid, Hulk Hogan, you would call me earlier in the week, so you said, hey, I want you to be on my podcast. And I was so blown away, you know. Oh, I can't. You know, I'm going to be on Marla's podcast.
The inaugural podcast.
That's right, the inaugural podcast. So I was excited about that. And then I got some buddies from the 80s that I seen that Hogan was going to be on the lineup. And I actually called you, I thought, and I was saying, like, hey, I've came to your house a couple times, but not a lot, and I couldn't remember because I got confused. And I was like, hey, get your house. And I was like, hey, buddy, by the way, Hogan is going to be on the lineup tonight. And then I called some buddies. I was like texting them. I was like, Hogan's going to be on. I was like, get ready.
And I was
texting the lineup. So I was getting pumped. And I went, grabbed me some Taco Bell because Nicole and Ruby Landry are gone to Florida, so I've been bashing it all week.
When did they come back?
They come back later on tonight, but the dishes are piling up. We got some things around the house. It's kind of, I could see if something ever happens to Nicole.
We
pray it doesn't, but if it does, I would be a bad bachelor because there is dishes in the sink. And anyway, but I was like, I can't do anything tonight because I gotta get ready. So I went to Taco Bell, got some Taco Bell. I was sitting there in that chair. I was texting everybody. I was like, hey, you ready?
It's about to come on.
Hogan's coming on. And when Hogan come on.
Chills.
Oh, Reverend Paulon, he was texting me. He was like, I'm getting chills.
Oh, yeah.
And I was hoping he was going to do and he did.
He did.
The only thing that really tore me up was he didn't come out there with that American flag and play I'm a Real American. Why did he not do that? He missed the opportunity.
I really thought he was going to run out with a flag, a little bit more showmanship. But now he is an entertainer. But then he just went boom like that and turned it back into Terry, whatever his name is.
Olaya.
Yeah. And he was real.
He did pull back into reality.
Right.
But he did rip the shirt off.
That was classic. I was thinking, if he don't rip that shirt off and got something underneath, I'm going to be really disappointed.
But he did, and he come through. I almost say he was the number one person I've ever seen at any kind of poll. And I follow politics. I don't know what it is. Some people hunt, some people fish. I follow politics and stuff like that my whole life. And that right there, but I've still got a kid in me. You get Hulk Hogan, what else you need? And when he ripped that shirt off.
It was on, man. Everybody, the crowd was going nuts.
Another side note, Kid Rock and them old people out in the audience.
That's what I was just about to say.
Oh, okay. I don't know about that.
I'm going to go ahead and say, there were some people, some delegates from the Republican convention that did not have an ounce of rhythm, bless their hearts. They were trying to dance. It was classic.
Yes, there is definitely more of a Lee Greenwood crowd.
And what about Lee Greenwood? How old is he? 180?
Well, I was wondering about that. And was it me? Did he seem a little off on the song?
Just a smidge off. Just a smidge off.
I mean, it still touches me
mm-hmm.
to hear him sing it. I mean, you wouldn't ever have to write nothing else.
No. I think that was just such a huge stage, huge audience, and might have, you know, his age is a little bit, might have got him a little nervous, but he's just a natural performer, but just something was a little off.
Yeah.
But speaking of huge stage, what about Trump's granddaughter? Never had a public speech ever, and she was like maybe the night before on Wednesday night. Huge first speech ever, knocked it out of the park. She talked
about it. No, I gotta admit.
You didn't watch it?
I didn't watch it.
Didn't watch that? Well, she showed a different side of Donald Trump. You know, how he gave them Coke and cookies and candy when their parents went looking. He talked to her about her golf game. They sort of portrayed him as just like a regular
grandpa.
Yeah. And, you know, as you saw the grandkids sitting in his lap, he did seem just like that. But have you noticed, and I think it might have had a lot to do with him getting shot, but he's a more kinder, mellow.
He was. You know, they had said earlier in the week, I was watching some stuff, and they said he's going to come out with more of a unified message, calmer.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, I don't know.
Still the Trumpster.
Yeah, I don't know if he can do that. But he really was. Hey, everything in him, you may have fell asleep, but he did, you know, throw some bones to the hardcore people like me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, build a wall, and we're going to cut taxes, and we're ready. But, yes, I'd start with, he was real, you know, calm, and, you know, when he was talking about grace of God saved his ear, which I definitely believe that, and he was calm, I'd start with.
Totally different person than I remember from 4 years ago.
So, oh, no doubt.
So, he has mellowed down, and, you know, we will... In the spirit of me being non-biased, we'll come back and talk about the Democratic that convention as well. We will do that. And I said I'm going to be good news, and I want to inform you. You know, I've covered a lot of council meetings, and we've got to talk about that. So I'm going to probably try to do about 3 podcasts a week. But on Friday, it's free for all Friday, and that's when we just let our hair down and joke and cut up. Monday and Wednesday, we'll talk about different things, government and the good news that's happening. And gosh, all the kids that have played in the North-South games. We had a basketball player, Lauren Zimmerman. She played in the North-South basketball game and was real crucial into the North winning, and she was from Plainview. Then we have Avery Chadwick. She played in the soccer game, and she represented Fort Payne in the North one as well. So we've got some wonderful athletes that we're going to highlight. We're going to do a lot of different things on this podcast. But this is a free-for-all Friday, and what better way to start it than with you, Marshall?
Wow, I appreciate that.
It took me a while to do this because nobody knew. You have to go through a lot of hoops to get a podcast. You know, get on Spotify, and then... You know, your Apple and Google Play and all that. It's hard, and I did not know how to do that, but I want to give a huge shout out to David Marks. David Marks helped me tremendously on that. He works for the school system, and he is a fellow Leadership DeKalb member. Now, did you know that I've
seen all that.
Leadership DeKalb, it was probably one of the biggest honors I've ever had in my life. You have to devote some time to it, and it was like a 9-month program, and you have to devote like a whole day, a month, to go into different places, and I learned so much about DeKalb County, Fort Payne. You know, it was centered mostly in Fort Payne, but gosh, we went everywhere. We went to Strawberry Farms and in Costa Valley Head. Your friend, Abernathy?
John.
Yeah, we went to his, and where's that? That's out.
Like, yes, take a look.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we went there.
On the other side of 44.
Yeah, we just went to every different thing. And you have not had an opportunity to do that Leadership DeKalb. You're never too old. Look at me. I did that. And I am so glad that I did. It was a very good experience. Be sure, if you have never applied for Leadership DeKalb, to do that. I think they've just got their new class for the next season. So it is something, I think you need to do it, Marshall. I think you would enjoy it.
I don't think
Well, Marshall, you know, for the people that don't know, you're a recovering politician.
You were.
Recovering. You was a councilman, a member at Rainsville, and now you work for the county. So
yeah.
Turned on and make an honest man out of you. Work for the road department, right? Is that where you
are? That is correct.
Yeah. And Marshall is married and with two beautiful daughters. And Marshall, you haven't always been the best at gift giving to Nicole, have you?
I have not.
But Buddy, you knocked it out of the ballpark for her birthday.
I did.
I'm proud of you. We've had some catastrophes in
the future. Some bad goes on the gift giving. But it's so tough for the guys on the gift giving.
Well, you know, you really...
And, hey, let me say, what is the day of the 20th? Be our anniversary. Ooh, happy anniversary to my wife. If she watches this, but she probably won't, because she never lets me when I was on the radio or on the car or whatever.
When is your anniversary?
It's, what did you say it was today?
I think the 19th or 20th. I can't remember.
Hey, tomorrow. Happy anniversary, baby.
Got you on my mind. There you go. Now, what kind of gift would that be? I mean, that is a gift within itself, to like meeting her on a podcast.
Wow, the inaugural.
The inaugural voice of the
love you, baby. Yeah, cool. I love you.
Like I said, you've had some disasters.
I have.
Some bad, like some shirts that were either too tight or too big, you know, just not good. You called me the other day and said, Buddy, I messed up. Like for Mother's Day, you didn't get her anything, and you tried just at the last minute to hastily
write. I wrote a poem.
There you go. It fell on deaf ears.
It did. don't come bearing poems. I'm going to give you a little advice.
That would be a good addition to a gift.
Well, it probably works for him. It sounds great. The only thing is going to get these women.
Pictures.
And the money they don't give them pictures.
Photography section.
Well, the photography, you know, I was struggling around there, and Landry, who we eighth grade this year, going in at 5. Me and her was talking. I said, what do you think? She said, well, you could go pictures. Said, Mom always likes them. You know, when you do a little setup pictures. I was like, pretty good idea. So reached out to Marla. I was like, hey, what do you think? So I was like, yeah, that's a good idea. Called some other friends.
And like, grins.
Yeah, so it's probably a pretty good idea. So reached out to this girl, takes pictures, and made that happen. Nicole was thankful. Well, I won't go there. I don't think she's really as thankful as I thought. I mean, she wasn't like, oh, you're so great. You know, she wasn't jumping up and down, but you know.
Marshall, what I love is you can tell as you see the pictures from any photography session that you and your family have. And everybody knows a photography session, especially with little ones, because Ruby was little, the last ones I saw, it's a little hectic. Little hectic.
No doubt.
And you're all like this at the first. By the time it's over, some of my favorite pictures of you are going, just let this be over.
Well, early on, you know, you learn some things as I've gotten older. You know, you try to get it right. It started with, I struggled with it. So I was like, man, I don't want to do this. Then, as I got older, I was thinking, this is pretty rough. It's going to be a regular thing. I need to learn how to suck it up.
Yeah.
So I would tell Landry, like, look, let's do it right. We didn't want to do this long.
Because Landry is just like you.
Landry, sometimes to her detriment, she's loud and she says what she thinks. And sometimes that can be a burden, and she don't like pictures, but she's learning how to. Now when you see her pictures, she does great. She can do it on cue, and she's pretty quick.
Go ahead.
And she's like, man, I think I've gotten better because, hey, I want to get it over with, and that's the best way. Now we got another wild card dog coming on our Ruby, and she's 6, and she still is old enough to understand that.
Got to turn it on. Well, most of our family pictures, you know, I have 4 grandchildren.
Right.
10, 8, and 3. 2 of them are 8. Well, the 8 and the 10-year-old, the 2 8s and the 10-year-old, they know how to do it. They'll strike the pose because they know Marmar's going to have pictures. But we have the wild card, Charlotte, who is 3, who every picture is the duck lips. When do they grow out of that? Do you know if they...
I think it'll come out. I mean, Ruby don't do nothing just crazy. She just gets, you know, if it's hot and stuff. I mean, that's just natural stuff. I think she's probably fixing to get out of that.
Well, the pictures, all the ones is Charlotte's doing this. Yeah, so because she's three. And she has that older sister who is eight. And, you know, she learns the duck lips and all of that. So hopefully the family portraits will go well when you do those. And like I said, Marshall, I'm so glad for you to be part of this. Next, just be thinking about what we want to talk about. You know, we have so much to talk about. With us, I mean, it's anywhere from looking, watching the clips. We've done it all together. You know, we've done it all and covered elections and everything. So we have a lot to talk about. And gosh, Marshall, I ain't even, we'll save this till next Free For All Friday, the celebrity golf tournament that I went to.
I seen it. Well, you get to meet all these famous people now.
I'm telling you, Johnny Johnson,
and all these cool cats. I don't meet nobody.
But let me go ahead and tell you, I've met a lot of people like Jamie Johnson and Walker Hayes, and I got to meet Michael Chandler, who we're hoping that fights against Conor McGregor. A lot of people that I've got to meet, you know, Alabama band. But let me go ahead and tell you, Omar Mar, she got beside herself at the June Jam when I met Eddie Montgomery.
Is he cool?
Oh, one of the best guys I've ever met. But he is just a little bit overwhelming. He's so big.
Really?
You wouldn't think he was that big. He's just tall, and he had on these cowboy boots, red cowboy boots, and his pants tucked in.
He had his pants tucked into his boots?
Yeah, he was showing those boots. Now, it was an outfit, because he had the American flag jacket. It was a whole
world. American flag jacket. Well, what if I had that?
Man, that'd be sharp. That would be sharp. And he had the big cowboy hat. I'm going to tell you, Marshall, I went total fangirl. Total fangirl. And you know how I get my picture made with everybody? And he was out there, and they said, do you want your picture with Eddie Montgomery? I'm like, I'm not. And like Scott looked at me, and little Scotty, and my husband, he looked at me and he said, this may be the only time that you ever get to meet Eddie Montgomery. Go over there and talk to him. And I just like, look, I went over there and I said, excuse me, Mr. Montgomery. You know, it's totally not like me. I hate to bother you, but would you like to take a picture? The next thing I know, he had me swooped up, and he said, you got to quit being bashful, girl. Had me like in a headlock hug, and I mean, it was on, man. We're like this now. Eddie.
Really?
Thanks, buddy. Yeah. So, yeah, we're good friends. I like him. I got to meet another celebrity I got to meet is Danette Hayes. You know, do you know her on TikTok? Do you do TikTok, Marshall? Some, a little.
I don't do any of that, John.
You don't?
You know I don't do TikTok.
Danette Hayes, oh my gosh.
I don't even do.
She's from Alabama.
What does she do?
She was a...
I mean, I ain't knocking you. What's her name?
Danae Hayes. Yeah. She played second base for the University of Alabama.
I mean, that's a good thing.
SEC championship team, baby.
But what makes her famous for being on TikTok?
Her and her partner. And she does, like, she'll do prank calls on people. And...
This is 2024. People doing prank calls?
Well, Jack Davison and I, at a celebrity golf tournament we were at, we had her to call Jill, Jack's sister.
Yeah.
At Fort Payne Footworks. And act like she was complaining. Well, I'm going to go ahead and tell you the customer support that you get from Fort Payne Footworks is top notch, because Danae was just like giving Jill down the road, telling her she didn't like her shoes and all that. And Jill was like, okay. And, you know, and she just kept on and kept on. And, you know, and Jill was just as calm and cool and collected. Well, I'm sorry. Okay. And just finally, Jill was just so sweet and kind that we all got tickled. But she's punked like Luke Bryan's mom and told Luke Bryan that.
How do they do it though nowadays? If somebody calls me for some crazy number, I don't even answer.
I don't know. I reckon they did. She even told Luke Bryan's mom she had some compromising pictures of Luke Bryan, and Luke Bryan's mom hung up on her. And you know they film it, and it's funny. So I've got to meet a lot of people, and we'll talk more about that.
What about on this? See, I don't do any social media other than Facebook.
You don't do Instagram or X or any of that?
You know, some buddies of mine told me, said, dude, you got to do X because you're so into politics and you can keep up. And I thought about that, but then I thought, well, I don't know really how to do that, and who do I know to follow? Because I've got to where I rarely watch TV. All I watch is these videos. I watch Tucker, which I assume, which you'll know, when you asked me to be on podcast, I was like, well, how does that work? Because I'm familiar with like Tucker Carlson. Because he has a podcast, but it's...
We're just a notch down below than Tucker.
So, now if I get to make Tucker Carlson...
Yeah, you'll be fangirling it too.
I'm going to be like... I'm hoping he asks me to be on his podcast next. But anyway, I asked how this all works, and you're like, well, we're going to do the video. Because I called you, I was like, hey, you know, is this like, I need to wire something, you know? Not that I like really dress up.
Just gonna wear a three-piece suit.
So here I am with my Liberty or Death shirt, and he was like, it don't matter. Cause I was like, well, how does this go? You know, we're just filming it, and then we're gonna. Cause you really ain't even explained that. Like, how do you need to tell these people like how to hook it up and all that? What to do?
Well, you can find us. They're listening now. They know.
Well, how do we know they're listening, man?
Well, you can find us on Spotify. And on Apple.
What do they need to do? Go to Fox. You need to tell me.
Well, this will be film. We'll put this on Voice of DeKalb. And then we'll also do it. You can go to Spotify. Just type in Voice of DeKalb. You know, I'm new. So I'm just starting out. So you'll have to search for me. You'll have to go to Voice of DeKalb. It's not going to just pop up. But when you do, then you just smash play and you can listen to
what,
it.
What? Are they going to, like, I assume you're going to put some kind of deal on Facebook. Like, hey.
I will. I'll say, be sure to tune in to our inaugural.
Really? Podcast. I'm trying to help you out here, sort of. Yeah. Hey, hey.
I'll put it on and say, be sure as soon as it goes on, we'll put out something on. You know, I've got voiceofdecalb.com. I'm on X. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Facebook. And
see, here I am. I ain't even going. I mean, I'll be able to see it on Facebook. But
I'll have a link for everywhere. All you have to do is smash the link, and we'll have it out there.
If I was going to get on one of these other social media things, apps, whatever, which one would you recommend is more suited for me?
More suited for you would probably be X. And, you know, when you get on there, you just search for people you want to follow.
And what do you say by that? You're saying because I'm more into, like, I'm not going to say, because, like, I see, like, Landry and Nicole, they're sitting here watching these reels. I mean, some of it's funny. But you're telling me, like, for what I'm into, like, I'm going to read or I'm going to watch, like, a monologue between
Tucker and Trump or something like that.
Tucker and Trump.
Yeah. You would. I think X would be. And like I said, Voice of DeKalb is on X. So, yeah. I think for you, I'm a big TikTok person. I love TikTok. I'm thinking about doing a Voice of DeKalb TikTok and maybe taking some of the blips of different meetings that I go to. And Marshall, I go to some of them dingers. I'm covering a lot of your town meetings, and be sure to check that out on Facebook because I go live. Right now, I cover Brainsville, Fort Payne. I've covered Henniger, Valley Head, and Hammondville so far. And I'm going to go to different towns and cities and cover all of them across DeKalb County. And I'm going to venture a little bit as we get a little bit bigger. I'll venture into different towns, maybe in Jackson County. So we're going to grow. We're going to grow. But right now, we're focused on DeKalb. Be sure to tune in on Voice of DeKalb Facebook, and you can see the Board of Education meetings. You can see the council meetings. And I don't sugarcoat any of it. I just film it and let you be the judge on that. I don't write a story to go along with it. I just make it available for you, the citizens, to watch and right. Let you voice your own opinions. Because like I said, I'm only going to do, if I cover something, it's only going to be good news. And it's going to be fun, like this Friday free-for-all. And on Monday and Wednesdays from now on, you can tune in and I'll be doing podcasts. And I'll always have a link to link you to where, you know, the next edition is. But we're going to have fun, just like we've had fun today. And this is probably the longest one that we'll do. Most of them will be about 30 minutes, you know. And but hey, we had so much to talk about.
Well, and I would say if I'm ever on here again, which, you know, I don't know about that, but Marla, you know, I say she knows that I'm totally unscripted. I'm going to say
that's what I love about
stuff that she's the man I don't agree with, or she's going to try to remain unbiased. Obviously, she's the media source. I'm just going to be Marshall.
And that's what we love about you.
If I, you know, I'm a Hulk Hogan, Trump guy. And
I wish we had a shirt that you could just rip off right now, man.
I tell you, I'm just so pumped about that.
I'm telling you. Well, Marshall, I'm going to go ahead and say I want to give you an open invitation to always be here on Free For All Fridays. You know, you're one of my best friends, and I, like I said, everybody said, when are you going to start your podcast? When are you going to start? I said, well, Marshall can come, because everybody wanted to see Marshall.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
People like kill or rip about me.
Oh, yeah. Everybody liked our banner back and forth when we was on the radio, and so I wanted to get the dynamic duo back together again.
Well, so. I'm honored to be here on the inaugural Voice of the Cat. I want to wish you good luck.
Thank you.
I'll back you in your endeavors, and so excited for you. And you got this beautiful fireplace here, and they've got the bathroom back there that Scott has done is lined with money.
Fake money.
About how they got real pennies that he laid there, like 18,000 pennies that he laid down by hand. It took 30 man hours. You know, you just can't have money. You can't have money because it's in the floor.
I am very honored to have this set up, you know, for us to be.
I mean, it feels official, but you got this fire rolling.
I'm telling you.
Even though it ain't putting on weight, but ain't it still like.
Even though it's July, it's
but it's beautiful. Beautiful.
Well, thank you, Marshall. I hope y'all enjoyed it. When I put the link on Facebook, put some comments of what you want us to cover next time at Free For All Friday. And we appreciate it. And welcome to Voice of the Cab, brought to you by Bobby Ledbetter, Twin City Used Cars, Little River Hat Company, Fort Payne Footworks. And Jones Farm Supply and Jones Elite Feed. And if you would like to be a sponsor for this podcast, give us an email, Marla@voiceofthecab.com. Thank y'all. Hope y'all enjoyed it.